Hello and welcome to another episode of Conclave Radio. Thank you for the whisper.
Yeah.
I'm one of your hosts, Casey Hall, and I'm trying to go a beard. It's kind of working.
I'm Clint, and from my perspective, I don't think it's going so well.
I'm oil. My name is John, and I also concur.
I'm Mason, and I'm dyeing my hair for the fifth time in November.
Five times.
From my perspective, his hair hates him right now. It's it is going to revolt at some point.
Your roots are kind
of. Are you thinking you're gonna
tie dye shirt right there?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad
it does match.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
It'll be on the clothing account, I'm sure, at some point, right?
It might be on it already.
For our listeners, if you haven't noticed, we have a special guest, Mason Brown, today.
Yay!
Thank y'all for having me.
Of course.
Yeah, so I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, me too. It's been a
JTJ was with you all last time.
This is my second time.
Yeah, so welcome back, Jonathan. Yep. Mr. Jonathan Thomas Johnson. I know it's really not Jonathan, but...
Please.
Jonathan. John. Is it really not Jonathan?
It's just not Jonathan. It's just John. When I was in elementary school...
Fun fact.
They always used to misspell my name as Jonathan, and it's just John.
Well, now that I know it bothers you, I'm going to especially call you Jonathan.
I'm pretty sure I've called you
Jonathan Taylor.
Times, if I'm being honest.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
There's Jonathan, and now
Jonathan Taylor Thomas Johnson. There it is.
Are you just cutting all this out?
No, absolutely not.
This is the gold.
This is the good stuff.
Oh no.
Yeah.
This is what stays and remains.
Oh gosh.
You know who else stays and remains?
Who?
Jesus.
He does. He abides.
Amen. We decided to have Mason as a guest today because we're finally done with their adulting series. And we had Mason come be a special guest speaker with us at Conclave. So we decided to have him on the show and... we can kind of discuss what he talked about.
He did a great job, by the way.
It was a great job.
Thank you. I'm very happy to do it.
And I think Conclave had a peak attendance, too, because of his...
Your family's
talk. Yeah, it was basically his family, but it was still a peak attendance.
I didn't expect that many family members to be there. I was kind of... when I saw him coming, I was like, oh, wow, how many more are coming? Next thing you know, it's like my grandparents from Lincoln are coming now.
It was a big moment. I mean,
It was a good moment.
His sisters there and parents.
Yeah. I was surprised I didn't see your niece there.
I don't think she'd be there for that night.
Nah, probably not. Probably shouldn't hear all that.
It'd be too much for her.
But anyway, yeah. So how it goes is we start discussing on what you talked about and whatnot, and we'll take a little break and then we'll have some fun with you.
Oh. I'm so excited.
Ooh.
Dun, dun,
first
dun.
Time ever.
Oh, no.
You are a first time guest. You've actually been in Conclave for a while. You're one
OG.
Of the
beach trip. Like
it was an OG.
First beach trip.
Right.
I think the live videos on it.
There's few OGs left nowadays.
There are more OGs than what there used to be because we've had a returning.
Mm-hmm.
Because Avery was an OG.
I forgot he was there.
He was there.
That's
we have
right.
photo evidence.
So there are a few of us still just lingering around.
If you count me and Lisa... Thankfully. There are me, Lisa, and the three of you, five. There's five of us still remaining.
Not bad.
Wow, that's crazy.
Not bad.
Five out of like eight or nine, so really?
Over 50%.
Well, and if you count Cole on occasion when Cole still is around, so Cole was an OG, so that's still pretty good.
He's an OG. About I think 50%. My next message will be about commitment.
That's pretty good.
I think that would be good.
I'm totally kidding.
Definitely didn't call anyone out on the internet. It's okay. So, you started talking about... What did you start talking about in your message?
A
weird way of saying it. What was your message about?
I guess the main point about it was addiction and what does it mean to be going through addiction? Like, what is your spirituality like and how to get out of it? That's really what the main point about what my message was and what I kind of wanted to present to all of Conclave that night.
Yeah, and that's a huge problem, too. Like, I think addiction gets more people than even people think.
Yes.
If that makes sense. Like,
because not all addictions are seen as lethal, I guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you think... When someone says addiction, what do you think? You probably think... Like
alcohol, drugs. Yeah.
Nicotine, something like
right.
that. Something
sure.
that's that could hurt you or leads to wrong paths. But, I mean... One of my big addictions was, like, you know, drinking Monster energy drinks. I was just... I'm pretty sure I drank... At one point, I drank two a day. And Yeah.
And then we saw the picture on Facebook of what it does to your kidneys.
That was actually Mountain Dew, wasn't it?
No, that was Monster. That's why I sent it to you.
Mountain Dew and high quantities is not good for you.
Oh, no, neither. No, neither are terrible. neither are good for you.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, it was horrible. And I was like dependent on caffeine so much. And I decided to stop. And for a week, at least a week, I had the worst headache imaginable.
Mm.
But I got over it ish. I have one every once in a while. but it's not as bad.
It may sound strange, but my weirdest addiction ever was probably sleep. Because I remember I used to sleep at like for 12 to 16 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't do that because I'm an adult, but I do like to sleep.
Well, depression.
I would love to have a day where I could sleep that long, just one day.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. But yeah, addiction, it definitely is. You know, it's a more wide ranging than what we, you know, what we kind of typically think of it as, and I think Mason did a great job of kind of elaborating on maybe the addiction that relates to, I would say, really to people in this age group, but really for people.
Yeah, I mean that's something that can spread from kids to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to elaborate on that? We're painting a broad stroke, and you did a great job of doing that same thing Sunday night, but you can elaborate a little bit on kind of the topic of addiction that you went into more specifically.
So I think with my addiction, what we talked about a little bit, and like we're just going to keep it very broad, like as Clint said, when we talked about lust, and one thing that I've noticed in today's world is that more people, younger actually, that are like probably starts in like 12 or 13 years old, it is becoming more common for them to get addicted with this, where they can like looking at something as simple as a picture on social media or just something along those lines. And so I've noticed with that in the younger age, and I'm just trying, and that's something you really don't hear about as much. It's kind of something I think with addiction you get more, it's kind of hidden from like the human eyes, where it's not really talked about in church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember when I was writing this message out, I was kind of like, oh, I really don't want to talk about this, and the Lord was just like, all right, buddy, you're going to talk about it if you like it or not. I'm like, all right.
Well, it's a hard subject to talk about, because when you're addicted to something, I mean, it's almost like most of the times it's you don't want to stop.
Exactly.
Well, I have noticed from experience that the church is very, for some reason, they're kind of awkward around talking about sex. It's like, I don't know, because maybe sex is a very intimate thing.
Well, that can be almost anyone if you think about it.
Well, it seems that, at least for a church I used to go to, they were pretty open about talking about drug or alcohol addiction. But sex addiction seemed very awkward. Right. I'm not so sure why. So,
yeah. It's
usually a sensitive topic to talk about. And it's like you don't know how do I do it without the right audience being able to receive it. Because some people, it's just very sensitive, and it's just that kind of stuff that's very hard to talk about.
Well, yeah. I mean, when someone says addiction, it's, you know, you think, oh, we got to talk about this. That's a sensitive topic on its own is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about, like, addiction to lust or pornography or something like that, then it's people get scared.
Exactly. It's like, oh, he said the P word.
It is a very
I got to get out of here before
I've noticed
weird.
That it's different.
Don't make eye contact with anyone.
Porn is kind of different from other addictions because it's very isolating, where drugs and alcohol are more social.
Hey, Internet, we were just talking about addictions.
Okay.
Are you addicted to anything?
No.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to say that on the Internet.
Just Jesus.
Just amen.
That's a good one.
Hallelujah. So I'm
high on life.
High on God. After you you started talking about addictions and what they were and you know how we used them. You started going over like how to overcome an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And what could you go through that a little bit?
So I think with my personal addiction was getting to the breaking point where I was just, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. Or like, I can't see myself doing anything in the future because this addiction has taken a toll on my life where I don't see myself being happy. Like, I'm not happy at all with my life.
Right.
And so I think at that point was when I realized, I was like, I have to overcome this. And the first step, I think that I talked about in the message, was also like confessing it, where And that's usually the hardest step out of anything. It's confessing it, even to the Lord. Like, it's just because no one wants to do that. Because a lot of people think of today the Lord is like this guy that goes around casting people into hell. Like, that's what a lot of people think of today. Like, I mean, me and you, we go to Montevallo, and a lot of people think, well, he just goes and sends people to hell. I'm like, no, that's not really true. Yeah. I mean, he's a merciful father. He loves us endlessly, and he created you and me to do amazing things.
All sin is equal. Is one thing I have a hard time understanding. And with that admitting you have an addiction, you shared this one verse that I really liked, and I'm going to read it if you don't mind.
Yeah.
But you shared 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I just thought that was a really good verse to put with that first step.
Mm-hmm. I think, like, going through that, you know, the four-step process, it's obviously it's not just for my addiction, it's for any addiction, because, you know, this wasn't really something that where it was just like I kind of constructed myself. It was more of putting my time in the Bible, and was like, because, you know, like, the Lord likes to test us, but the greatest thing about being tested by the Lord is that he's our teacher, and that, like, the Bible is like a study guide. And so it's like a very, I guess you could say, as being a college student, it's an easy A, so which is very nice. It's very nice. Yeah. I wish we could have that in college a lot.
Well, yeah, it's a study guide, but I mean, there's also a lot. It's still challenging.
It is very challenging, though. Yeah. And, like, you know, with this fourth step was confessing and then accountability, and it's finding someone that's, like, kind of, I would probably say, like, someone a few years older than you, like, maybe someone like
someone who's experienced.
Yes, someone who's been through the same thing, but they're out of that, where it's completely just, they're out of it, they're done, they're good, they're a good man of God. Or if it's for, like, woman, good woman of God, and then just kind of going after that is just changing your focus or your outlet, where you can just try to find something that's more spiritual. So, like, for me, what I like to do, I do this every morning. Every day I drive to school, I listen to worship music, and I think my favorite band is usually Elevation.
They're a good one, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. I wish they would come to Alabama so bad. But my favorite song is called Do It Again. I love that song, and I listen to that song almost every morning, and it's kind of just, like, my time with God, kind of just my quiet time where I just put my phone on silent, kind of tune everything out. Obviously, I have my eyes open because I'm driving. Don't really want to crash into anything. But
you can pray with your eyes open. It's proven.
Exactly. God does not want you to crash in your car if you're having your quiet time in the car.
I think I found out that I spend most of my... Well, not that I spend... I spend most time praying while driving. Is something that's a personal thing, though.
Because
it's easy.
It's very normal, yeah. Because a lot of us drive, and it's just... It's something like... I feel like the Lord has just, like, put something in where it's like... I want you to pray when you have the time. And so when we make the time, it could be like, we could be doing anything. It could be at home. It could be in your car. It could be when you're working out. Because sometimes I like to go running, and I like to pray or listen to worship music.
Oh, I need to run. Maybe that should be my outlet.
I would say prayer for me is definitely more like a venting time.
That too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It allows me to vent out emotions and to, like, a healthy source instead of at somebody else or at the wall, I guess.
Yeah.
I think... That's a hard thing for me, was finding a new outlet. Like, going back to Monsters, you know, it was a habit. It was a bad habit to, you know, on my way to work or on my way to school, just stop by some gas station or something and grab one or two, because they're always 2 for $4. So, I mean, that's a deal.
Exactly.
That's my
Especially
full day.
Especially a college student.
Yeah, that's my full day is 2 Monsters. So, because when I said I was going to stop, you know, there's a part of me who would go by and was like, got to stop, wait, just keep driving. So, and, well, I guess it's not finding a new outlet, but, like, reminding yourself, eliminating the triggers, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, the things that make you want that or...
Just don't put yourself in that temptation.
Right. And then after you went through those steps, your last one was about your past, that it's not controlling you.
I think the last step, I mean, that's when I think I was 19 or 20, when I was really getting, like, over it, just kind of getting my life together. And really, it's just the main thing. It's just, you know, like, the enemy likes to remind us of our past, but the best part is we get to remind him of his future. And
absolutely.
And the thing is that, like, I said, my message is that... you know, with our past, you know, people, when we think about our past, we like to take a few steps back, but God always says take a few steps forward. And I think that was the one thing with that main point. It's just, you know, it's not going to control you. I mean, God is, like, he defines, he's the author and the finisher of our life, and your past is your power, and it's your purpose. Like, well, it helps.
Well, with Jesus, our pasts don't really matter. He's washed us free of our pasts, technically. Mm-hmm. At least that's how I view it.
That's true. Well, we're already forgiven is a thing.
Exactly.
But we still need to confess.
Exactly. Every day we need new grace.
Absolutely.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Mason Brown, since you are a first-time guest, we have no other choice but to treat you like all other first-time guests.
Please pray for me.
Oh, we'll do more than that. We're about to put you through what we like to call five random questions.
Oh, gosh.
And this is where I need to put a little show tune. Anyway, what happens is we're going to go around the room. We're going to ask you five insanely random questions that no one else would think of except for the internet. And then you have to give us an answer. Now, how it works is it's not just a yes or no, one word. It's kind of like a and why type thing. You got to explain it a little
bit. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Now,
God help me.
You will be judged compared to all of other, all of our other, all of our other guests. But it's okay. It's okay. And we may try something new, but you never know. Anyway, so we're going to start it off. Mr. Intern Nate, do you have a random question you'd like to ask Mr. Mason Brown?
I do have a random question.
Oh, perfect.
All right, let's do it.
If you could describe yourself as a candy or candy bar, which one would it be and why?
Ooh. I think Skittles. Because everyone's like nodding their head.
That's a lot of sense.
Everyone's nodding their head. But like, so as you know me, I like to dye my hair a lot of colors, and there's a lot of colors in Skittles.
Yeah, your hair has been blue for about less than a week now, actually.
Why not Starburst?
I don't like Starburst.
That's not my question, by the way.
No.
I was actually curious. I was like, so Skittles, but not Starburst.
I think Skittles are better, but.
Well, Starbursts are sticky.
Right on.
All right, next question.
So that makes sense. Well, his t-shirt's very colorful as well.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just a colorful person.
Question number two. I think I got this. Mr. Mason Brown, if you could disinvent one thing, what would it be and why?
Disinvent one thing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
I think we've asked this before, but I love the answers.
I think I've asked my question before too.
So, like, something that I would not want in this world, like, kind of like an invention that would just be kind of useless?
Absolutely. Or something you just don't like, and you just want to get rid of it, as if it never existed.
Oh, man. Actually a hard one, because there's a lot of things I like. I think one thing that I really just don't like, I don't like hair straighteners. And I know it's just sound weird. It's just gonna sound weird. I know. I have a very interesting past. But I remember I used to straighten my hair when I was in high school. I went through a rough phase in high school, as you can tell. If you're on my message, you know why. But
like rough as in like you did that regularly with a hair straightener?
I did it regularly. And like
really?
the thing is it would like leave like little bumps in your hair. Like it like it was just
I hear of those. I straightened my hair once in middle school when my hair was really long, and those are pictures that I don't want to bring up.
Same.
JTJ,
I've been thinking.
You've been thinking? Would you like some motivation through internet?
Oh.
That's right.
I did not see this.
Ooh.
When scrolling through social media, do you prefer posts from celebrities or from your best friends, and why?
Oh, celebrities, hands down.
That's not what I was expecting, actually.
I'm so sorry. I just hurt some people's feelings. But I think celebrities for me, because if you know me, I love clothes a lot. And so I like seeing like what celebrities are wearing today. Not saying I'll wear everything of what celebrities wear, because it's a little too much. But
celebrity fashion's weird.
Some of it can be. Like, there are some things that I've seen where I'm just like, oh, gosh.
Good old meat dress.
Yeah, I was about to say, are you a fan of the Gaga?
No.
No? Me neither. It's okay.
I don't like that meat dress.
I guess I don't want to ask too many questions. Or can I? I was going to say, do you follow many, like, fashion accounts? our fashion shows.
Is it bad if I say yes?
No, I mean, no, it's not bad. Guys,
I do. Because
guys can be into fashion. That makes sense.
I do. I do a lot of them.
All right, Mr. Mason Brand, we've got... That was actually the hump question. Question three is called the hump question. It's usually the hardest. But we've got something up our sleeves this time. The next two questions are going to be a little different. We don't even know what they're going to be.
Oh.
Because... which is the best part. And you have to do your best to answer them. And we can try our best to answer them with you. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to go...
I might need some help on these then.
It's going to start with Nate... John, I almost called you Jonathan. and then me. We're going to say one word at a time until a question forms. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Nate.
If.
Your.
Mother.
Oh, was.
Gosh. Sad.
Then.
How.
Can.
We.
Help.
Her.
Question mark.
If your mother was sad, then how could we help her? I'm trying to think of some things that she likes.
We want to make your mother proud.
Mom, if you're watching this, or if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry.
Oh, we're gonna tag her.
Mom, I'm sorry. I think if she was sad, the one thing that she would want, she doesn't like people knowing this, but like she like loves like these potato chips. Like she can live off of these from like Cafe Is. So like if you showed up with like a truckload full of those and like pulled up to my house. Wait, with those
potato chips from where?
Cafe Is. It's like Cafe Is. Sweet potato chips. Those are like her favorite chips known to man.
All right, we might just do that.
You're welcome, Mom.
You're welcome, Miss Brown.
We're on.
All right. Well, that was a pretty good one. I'm pretty proud of us and you, Mason.
All right, yeah.
You got one more question. That was question number four. Question number five. Again, we don't know what we're about to ask, so prepare yourself for anything.
Oh.
Nate, would you like to start us off? Or
Let's do it reverse this time.
Reverse? So I'll start off? Okay. When?
Jesus.
Was.
Young.
Would.
He.
Oh, no.
Except.
You.
And.
Me.
As.
A.
Disciple?
Question mark.
I mean, I would hope so. I would really hope so.
I guess that's a
what question. Did we just ask?
I guess that's a question for Jesus down. More than it is Mason.
I mean, yeah, I was like, I'm not the man himself.
You know, we can have our own website where we get our other questions. We can write these down.
Random question generator?
Yes.
We'll just write them down and save them for future episodes.
To be honest, I don't even know what we just asked.
So. Apparently, when Jesus was young...
Would he accept us as his disciples?
Mason and me, whoever me is, so I guess.
So, was my last question the worst? When I got asked what my favorite temperature was when I was...
it was a good one. I mean, that was a pretty... At some point, the question's going to get out of hand and it's not going to make sense, but...
To go back and listen to that, listen to the last podcast.
Yeah, go ahead and listen to the last episode if you haven't already to hear some more awesome random questions. But yeah. Anyway, usually we talk about a deeper walk, but since we're not on our adulting series anymore, I guess we can just find some more ways to overcome your addictions if you have any. Like you said, step one was admitting you have an addiction. Step two was accountability. Step three is changing your outlet. And then step four, just remembering that your past does not control you. And let's give it up for Mr. Mason Brown. Woo!
Thank y'all.
Hand claps. You did a good job.
You're welcome, Mom.
You were a great one. Yes, Miss Cindy, if you see me in the next few days, just be prepared for me to hand you some potato chips. I'll have them on the ready.
From Cafe Is.
Yes. Is that a promise?
I'll figure out where Cafe is.
It's right near here. It's actually right, like...
Perfect. I'll be prepared at all times.
Exactly.
So, anyway, if you're listening to the podcast, let me tell you how you can find us everywhere else. Well, if you want to come join us for Conclave, you can always come Sunday night at 6 o'clock at Metropolitan Church of God. We usually always have food that you can eat.
You can partake on.
And you can stay for the message.
God help us.
Please keep this in.
Yeah, we'll keep going. And you can come every Wednesday at 6:30 to Conclave U, which is, we're going to be starting a new series soon. It's where we get all of our content for Conclave Radio. And if not, you can always come Sunday mornings at 6 o'clock to listen to Pastor Jason Browning. We just finished up our Healed series, and I'll tell you, that last service was...
It was 10 o'clock,
phenomenal.
By the way.
It was...
Wait, how?
What, when did I say?
Wait, how?
Six. Come at 6 in the morning. You will not be disappointed.
Every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, Pastor Jason Browning. Conclave is at 6 o'clock on Sundays. Conclave View is Wednesday at 6:30, all at Metropolitan Church of God. And if you can't go to any of those, that's okay. You can follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Even Conclave Radio is now on Twitter as Radio Conclave, and Instagram is Conclave Radio. And you can come listen to more episodes of Conclave Radio, where we ask weird questions that we don't even know what they are anymore. We are on... Ooh. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you like to listen to podcasts. But yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Mason Brown, again. I know.
Thank you all for having
me. I said it like 3 times, but that's okay. And I will see you all next time on the next episode of
Conclave Radio.